This is your KUTX Soundcheck. The Amy Winehouse Foundation is opening a home in East London for women recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. The house's mission is founded upon the knowledge that many recovery institutions cannot afford or simply choose not to provide resources for recovering addicts to safely and smoothly transition back into society and move forward with their lives. The house is made up of 12 self-contained apartments and can house up to 16 women. The home will open on August 22nd, a month after the 5-year anniversary of Winehouse's accidental death by alcohol poisoning. Last week, Jack White revealed that Third Man Records would be celebrating its 7-year anniversary and 3 millionth record pressing by playing the first record in space. And last Saturday, he did it. Called the Icarus Craft, longtime friend of Jack White, Kevin Carrico, began work on the project back in 2012, a self-calibrating, quote, space-proof design that would allow the record to play in space and return to Earth intact. The record chosen for the ride was John Boswell and Carl Sagan's A Glorious Dawn, which Third Man Records originally pressed in its first year of operation. The Icarus Craft launched at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time last Saturday, reached an altitude of just over 94,000 feet, and spent 81 minutes in flight before the balloon burst and the craft safely landed in Idaho. The record was still spinning when it landed, making the entire operation a thorough success. Check out a short video behind the craft's design with footage of its journey on our website. Just click Soundcheck in the Features section. 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.